U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich says immigration reform is long overdue at the national level.
Part of the dysfunctionality that has been driving that debate is the lack of reform at the federal level, and sometimes bad policies at the federal level that just don't work in practice, like Real ID has not been a very practical law in the end.
The Real ID Act was passed after 9/11 with the intent of standardizing state driver's licenses across the country, but it was never fully implemented. New Mexico is one of the states granted deferment from the act.
We need to make sure we do our job at the federal government, and if we can get bipartisan immigration reform done, I think a lot of these immigration issues at the state level, at the local and municipal level, will go away.
Senator Heinrich says he makes every effort to reach across the aisle in order to get to know his opponents, and that even though camaraderie is sometimes hard to come by, it's not impossible.
There are members who are reasonable, who are willing to be bipartisan, and if you spend some time with them, you can find some common ground. That's what we saw with the Violence Against Women Act. We were able to pass that through the Senate with substantially more Republican support than we had in the last Congress. And I have to say that some of the changes that were made by some of those Republican members were good changes. They were cracking down on sex trafficking and doing things that I think should absolutely be in the bill.
On the issue of gun reform, Heinrich is a self-proclaimed gun advocate endorsed by the National Rifle Association in his recent Senate campaign. He says he's always been in favor of limits to the type of weapons and ammunition Americans can possess under the Second Amendment.
We need to embrace something that's common sense, and that, I don't think anybody thinks it's going to be appropriate for people to have military, no one needs an F-16 in the private sector, at least one that's armed. And you have to bring that kind of common sense to this debate.
Heinrich says Senator Feinstein's assault weapons ban is not the complete answer to the problem.
Well, right now, Senator Feinstein's bill is sort of a laundry list of actual models. I don't think that's a good way to legislate, but I'm open to the idea of limiting magazine capacity, for example. That would be a much more fair and efficient way to prevent the kind of things that we've seen, because I don't think it matters whether it's a semi-automatic pistol or an AR-15. If it has a 30-round clip, you can do an awful lot of damage.
Heinrich lauded state passage of HB 77, which seeks to expand background checks and provide more comprehensive mental health information on potential gun buyers. The senator went on to say that action at the federal level is key to reducing gun violence.
I think the thing that is has the most support, and that might actually be able to move through the House of Representatives as well as through the Senate, is cracking down on gun trafficking, like literally buying guns and moving them to states where they're illegal and then illegally selling them to criminals and others, and making a universal background check system that makes sure that we're not putting guns into the hands of people who are prohibited either by reason of past criminal activity or their mental condition.
The senator says even though Senate Republicans filibustered the confirmation of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel last week, he believes there will be enough votes for his confirmation when the Senate reconvenes in a couple of weeks. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.